So the clearer idea we can have of what constitutes the spiritual and natural worlds in us, the clearer things can be in terms of our engagement with the text. So really the spiritual world, from a logopraxis perspective, if we just narrow it down to that, the spiritual world really is our patterns of belief and affection. That's what our spiritual world is. And what that will do is it creates our natural world. So at the level of our awareness, our responses and our acts, even our natural forms of thinking and feeling will be being governed by what is more interior. What's really interesting about this text is that you're moving from the world apparently out there, the outer world and the spiritual world, and then you're moving into the mind. Like there's this, you know, you, man, has a spiritual and natural world. And then you have this idea of these things corresponding. And then you have the divine human and heaven. And like, so it's moving around. But the thing about it, the thing to remember is that it's all interchangeable. So if it's talking about apparently the world out there and the spiritual world off somewhere, right, that's speaking in those terms, you can transpose that. If it's talking about the spiritual world, if you just put in spiritual mind, just change the word world to mind, natural world, change it to mind, and it'll just open it up even more. It just brings it much more into the realm of where we have to work at so far as logopraxis is concerned. And it's enlightening when you do it. It's enlightening. And sometimes if it's talking about the Lord, just substitute the word Lord with the word word. It changes the feel of it. And I can't remember it offhand. There's a number that where Swedenborg talks about doing that. So play with the text. You know, the text remains as it is. You're not changing anything. It is what it is. But it can actually help you to just bring different perspectives, opens the opportunity to see things in a different way. So it can be really helpful to do that. I just was reminded of a quote from chapter 3 of John's Gospel where Jesus is speaking. It had to do with, I think it was triggered by the idea of even in the natural world, we see the spiritual world, something along those lines. But it was just this verse here, which says, "The wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit."